Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Taoiseach has said it'll be a number of weeks before all HSE services are back up and running after that ransomware attack on the health service 10 days ago. Today had been billed as D-Day by the criminal gang behind the attack, suggesting they were preparing to dump stolen patient information onto the internet. The Taoiseach spoke to our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell and had this advice for anyone contacted about stolen data.
Well, first of all, we don't have any update in terms of any major dump of data. It's a despicable act to rob someone's data. We would say to people, if you see data, don't share it, report it, and report it to the Gardaí. And if anybody is approached, report that approach to the Gardaí. It's extremely important that people work together and collectively to interface of this threat.
Is there any more developments in terms of trying to resolve it, to get the systems back up and running, to get people, you know, their diagnostic services, their blood tests, cervical smears, all that kind of thing? When can we expect all that to kind of, you know, come back to somewhat normality?
Well, progress has been made. In particular, the key that was given back last week is helping and is enabling a quicker return of services. So in hospitals like Tallaght, Beaumont, Mater, James's, services are coming back. In terms of the NIMBUS system, the scanning, that's coming back. Patient administration systems, you know, Waterford Hospital will be next in that regard. You know, we're focusing in on oncology, maternity, TUSLA services. So progress is being made, but it is slow because of its nature, it's methodical and has to be done in a way that makes the system more robust into the future.
And Taoiseach, are we talking about like weeks more before things get back to fully normal? Or
yes,
give us time?
It will take a number of weeks ahead to bring everything back fully. But progress is being made. That's the important point. I'm going to thank people, and particularly all the healthcare workers on the front line, for their forbearance with this, and patients and the general public.
The Taoiseach speaking to Dimitri O'Donnell a little while ago. Well, let's talk now to the Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE, Dr. Colm Henry. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Henry, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
We heard the Taoiseach there talking about the efforts that are ongoing to get the systems back up and running. We know that at least some of the files and other material was backed up, and last week, of course, we had this decryption key validated, provided by the hackers. Where are we now in terms of getting the systems going again, getting them operating and beginning to be able to resume some kind of normal treatment and engagement with patients?
Well, we have seen progress, thankfully, in restoration of elements of that IT support for clinical pathways, and that's really welcome. That NIMBUS pathway, that's the system that supports radiology reporting, some of the lab systems. But it's important to bear in mind, Brian, that the whole end-to-end clinical pathway, that's from the moment something is requested through to the viewing of the result, the conveying of the result to a clinician, be it in hospital or community, it's going to take some time before that whole integrated pathway is restored fully. And in the meantime, there are certainly significant added risks to healthcare, and they will remain in place for weeks to come.
What are the priorities at this stage? We've heard about the difficulties, for example, in diagnostics, particularly in cancer care as well. What are you prioritising?
But clearly we're prioritising urgent, emergency and time-critical care, not include cancer care, but cancer care as it's delivered now is unrecognisable from it was 10, 20 years ago. The process, the care is much better, the treatment is much better, but the way in which treatment is given is so integrated in terms of the patient's notes, their records, their scheduling, the way that different modalities of treatment are integrated, the viewing of images, the way that surgery is planned, for example, through meetings of different clinicians who view images, pathology images, and view x-ray scans together and make those critical decisions. All that process, which is the foundation stone of good quality, safe care. Our staff now have to work, do considerable workarounds. I'm here in Galway this morning, Brian, with staff here working extraordinarily hard, 24 hours a day at staff covering in labs to ensure that no errors are made. They're having to deal with paper-based reports, linking those reports to requests, conveying the results back to people, all of which means that the capacity of labs, for example, is a fraction of what it was before the cyber attack. And also, that care we're delivering, certainly I have concerns and ongoing concerns with the ongoing safety of the care we're delivering, given that it's so much slower and so much more prone to errors being made because of our reliance on paper-based systems.
Yeah, and is it the case that HSE hospitals, those directly run and managed by the HSE around the country, have been much more severely hit by this as compared with voluntary hospitals, many of which say they have their own standalone IT systems?
Certainly the restoration of those services in voluntary hospitals, they're called, those bigger hospitals in Dublin, we were able to get there earlier, and certainly these hospitals where I am today along the Western Seaboard, all HSE hospitals, certainly more difficult. We are prioritising those elements of care, the radiology systems, the lab systems, and of course the patient information system. So we know who patients are when they come in. We're able to track that to their previous results, to their scheduling, to all their treatment. As I said, the staff here, nurses, doctors, administration staff, working around the clock to contact GPs, contact patients, to get information they need to ensure there's safe continuity of care. But it is extremely difficult. And while those restorations of those elements of care that we've heard about this morning, really welcome, that whole span of care, right through from the moment a patient presents and tests or requests it, right through to the information going back to the GP and the care being planned, has been significantly disrupted.
And what are your IT experts telling you about the significance of this decryption key? I heard Minister Oisin Smith describing it or comparing it to what, you know, one's house being burgled and the contents returned in a skip. What difference is that decryption key making?
Well, it's making some difference, but you could forgive people's doubt and anxiety when the decryption key was returned as to whether or not it represented a key that would allow safe restoration services, especially when you have to shut down so many systems to avoid further damage to all those 2,000-plus patient-facing healthcare systems that we rely upon. So we've had to test out that key in different scenarios, in different settings, in different healthcare systems to ensure it's safe and it doesn't contain additional risk. But it has been deployed with some use, but it's only one part of the fix, which will take many weeks to come yet. And as I say, we're facing disruption in healthcare. Yes, we're continuing to deliver urgent, emergency and time-critical care and cancer care. But I would ask people to understand our staff are under huge pressures, trying to concentrate so hard, to avoid errors being made, to make sure there are no transcription errors in conveying of results. And even when we see restorations of part of those pathways, the radiology or pathology systems, we're still seeing the communication between clinical teams, between hospitals and communities, still not restored, and that's going to take considerable time. In the meantime, there will be considerable, as I said, disruption to care and slowing of healthcare.
So we're looking here at considerable time, many weeks, you said a moment ago. This is potentially the work of months ahead.
Certainly, at this point in time, we're prioritising those time-critical services and those critical, what we call enablers of healthcare. That's X-ray imaging and lab results, upon which so much of modern medicine is founded. So we're prioritising the return of those IT systems that support us, allowing to see, for example, the past results, the past imaging, the past history of patients. And that information is essential for any clinicians trying to deliver care. But we're still some time away before we integrate all those restorations of the IT system to the whole patient pathway and to the whole communication between clinical teams and hospitals, between hospitals and between hospitals and the community.
And just finally, what are you saying, Colm Henry, to people who have appointments in the weeks ahead, perhaps elective procedures? What should they be doing now at this point? Can they expect those to go ahead?
Well, I would ask everybody to check the HSE website. We're updating the information there regularly. There were some initially there was a lot of national information where there was curtailment of services right across the board. But as we see patchy recovery of some of those elements of healthcare, as you mentioned, in Dublin voluntary hospitals and now hopefully in Galway Hospital where I am today and other hospitals around the West, we'll see more information about restoration of services and what that means for patients. But we are likely to see ongoing cancellation of services, non-essential or non-urgent services for some time to come because of a heavy reliance on efficient throughput of laboratory results and of X-ray results that are so much an important part of modern healthcare.
Very good. Dr. Colm Henry, Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE, thank you for talking to us on the News at 1.